Teresa, TERESA, Skidmore, SKIDMORE, 12865, 5th today, 725, 24, 58-year-old woman, no stranger to blood clots and pulmonary embolus in the past. Last one was sometimes 2005, 2006, comes in with left leg swelling, period. There's heaviness of the left leg, there's pain with activity, and there's definitely swelling of the left leg compared to the right leg, period. In the paragraph, she had some kind of procedure on her heart. Apparently, she may have had atrial fibrillation, and after that, she said the blood clots stopped, period. In the paragraph, today, she does have a regular heartbeat. We didn't do an EKG because she's going straight to the emergency room. Period. She's had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, cough, or congestion, allergy, non-medication, Lamisil for onychomycosis, Wellbutrin, 75 XR, one stage, Xarelto, 10 milligram, one stage, COVID immunizations, up-to-date family history, strongly positive for blood clots in son, dad, and brother. No cancer reported. Colonoscopy, up-to-date mammogram, up-to-date social, smokes half a pack a day, doesn't drink, she's an office manager, married, has 4 children. Surgery, C-section, tubal hysterectomy, and cholecystectomy. Medical problems, hypertension, DVT, anxiety. Possible atrial fibrillation, that's not well known. Allergy, no known drug allergy. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 210 pounds, 99%, 98, 20, 71, 140 over 84. Heart positive, swollen positive, restricted lungs, free one quarter, abdomen soft. Skin shows no rash around the coast with time vision. There's definitely edema of the lower extremity. There's no redness. There's cord-like deformity present as well. Assessment number one, left leg swelling. Number two, ultrasound of the left leg shows the dilation of the venous system, possible old versus new clots. Next number, she needs to go to the emergency room for evaluation ASAP. Next number, do an EKG in the emergency room. Next number, possible atrial fibrillation. Next number, status post EP study and possible ablation in the past. Next number, carotid ultrasound looks good. Next number, echocardiogram shows good ejection fraction. Next number, thyroid looks good. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, after this is taken care of, she needs to see a hematologist. She's never seen one to see the causes of her blood clots and the fact that it's such a strong family history. Apparently, she's had thrombin 3 levels done in the past, but that may be the extent of her workup. Next number, she's not under a cardiologist or hematologist care. Next number, I gave her a script to go to the emergency room now. Next number, she's going to go to Methodist. That's where she usually goes. Next number, she'll call us later tonight to give us a report. Next number, depression stable. Next number, hypertension stable. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, she does have a slight fatty liver that we'll discuss. Next number, blood clot, an EKG will be done in the emergency room. Thank you.